upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And we are live, Mr. Gracie Show 123.
What's up?
Did I get it right?
Yeah, 123, that's correct. And Mama Gracie texts me right now, just, you know, as we start the show. She knows every Tuesday at 1 p.m. we have the show, and she texts me right now.
That D of a B, daughter of
Bill's
a B.
Bill's gotten better. Bill would text me every time or try to call me during the show, but he's gotten better.
Bill's got to get on here, man. We miss him. The audience misses him, and he's got a lot of big things going on.
Yes, we do need to bring him on. I'll talk to him about that, see if we can maybe get him 23rd.
Bill's always fun. Wild character.
He's a fun character.
Yeah. Not afraid to say what is on his mind.
No.
We were talking about this early. So we have Drumming Up Conversation coming on. Justin and Andrea from the podcast. We're going to bring them on normal time and just have them sit in on the show. Hang with us. Catch up with them. They just did, they're over it now, but they did their episode 200. So congrats on that. Big feat.
Congrats. Nice.
Yes, yes, yes. All good things. They've been with part of this journey with us, I think, since the beginning. So kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. We, I got to bring up my chat here.
Yes.
I always forget to turn it on. Same. Used to turn on automatically. Now I forget. But anyway, hi, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Hola.
Remember to like, subscribe, share, and follow.
Yes.
And comment, please. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, do whatever you need to do for that algorithm, people. Get that thing rhythmized.
Let's bring up our sponsors here at the beginning of the show as well.
Mr. Gracie on point today. there they are, Eric Javits, Old Glory, and Goodfeels, folks. If you scan that QR code, you get 15 to 20% off. If you go there, and you should type in the Gracious too, but that QR code should put it in there for you, and it should just pull up automatically. But a lot of good stuff at Old Glory. If you guys are into rock music or music in general, a lot of cool stuff over there. And of course, you know my favorite sponsor, Goodfeels, baby.
Hey, hey.
Give you that, yeah. Give you that good feels for show. that'll bring you to the page. Babe is here. He had a little airport trip he had to do this morning. But I got some fun stuff for the audience. We got for them today, Mr. Gracie.
Hey.
Let's go with, we were speaking about this earlier, but this is hysterical here. Two anchormen. Well, I guess one field reporter, one anchorman fighting is hysterical.
You're rolling. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Holly, let her go away. What does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
What's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ali, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Here's Aaron Abildemillo.
Damn.
So professional. So
he reminds me of that character that Bill Hader played on friggin' SNL when he would stick the mic in their people's faces. Did you ever see that? He'd hit him in the face with the mic. He had super deep voice. He's like,
maybe.
Smack him in the face with the mic. It was friggin' hilarious.
Oh, I just love that stuff, dude.
Yeah, Bobby, see if you can pull up the Bill Hader sketch where he's playing the reporter, putting the mic in everyone's face.
Speaking of Bobby, Chad, I got something for him. I don't want to blow his mind here. But supposedly, check this out. Flat earthers spend 20 G's to prove the earth was flat, but accidentally prove that it was round.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Bobby, check this out. With a simple experiment here.
We have a backup experiment.
You're seeing through this hole, through the next hole, and seeing the light at the backboard. 17 feet off the water. The earth is flat. If he's holding it up at 23 feet high and we're seeing the light, well, that's because the earth's curved. So I should only be able to see it when it's at 17 feet. Okay, go ahead and drive down there, Enrique. You're going to hold the light there. Enrique, how high is your light?
17 feet. They don't see it.
We don't see you, Enrique. Lift up your light way above your head.
Uh-oh, you see it at 23 feet.
I don't know.
I don't know if it is either, but, you know, because that's like all the flat earth videos, too. They could just, you know, make it seem. Any luck with that Hater video, babe? Oh, this is the best, dude. Yes, Bobby's got it.
Oh, sweet.
Let's see.
Chris guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning actor, writer, and director. You know from his work on Saturday Night Live, Documentary Now, and Barry. You can see him next as the Cat in the Hat, which is in theaters next February. Please welcome back to the show our very good friend Bill Hader, everybody.
There he is.
Yeah, but I don't think he's doing the character you were.
Does he go into? Do they play the character or something?
We'll let Bobby check that out some more to see. In the meantime. Chad, go ahead.
Oh, his character in The Californians is hilarious, too. That skit, that whole skit, The Californians on SNL.
I'm sure I remember.
Fred Armisen. Come on. He's like, what are you doing here? You never seen this? Oh, my God.
I'm sure I have, dude. I just would have to.
It's so hilarious.
Your impression is not there, though. You got to keep working on it. You're close.
I'm doing Fred Armisen, not Bill Hader.
Oh. But while Bobby's pulling that up, Chad, I got the funniest video I think I might have ever seen, dude. So get ready to pee your pants.
Sweet.
And Justin and Andrew, you do this too. Bobby, hold that thought 1 second, my man. this had me crying, and I didn't watch the whole thing because I wanted to cry with you on here.
We're going to be eating the Carolina Reaper pepper. These are the world's hottest pepper.
Chad, watch this. I mean, this is crazy, dude. Immediately.
I wouldn't fucking do that. You guys are crazy.
Dude, I mean, it gets bad.
Oh, dude. It's, yeah.
Like, I thought they're kidding here.
Let me get some milk. You gotta get milk.
It's still burning.
This girl starts shaking. So she starts shaking. Yeah. The other one starts crying. This is crazy.
If you have no experience with spicy shit and you eat a Carolina Reaper, you're going to get fucked up because that shit is crazy, man.
I didn't realize it was like this, bro.
She's just sitting here drooling.
Drooling.
Lay back. Holy shit.
Look at her.
Lay back.
Are you okay? That wasn't a good idea. Holy hell.
I'm excited.
Wow.
I'm going to put it on the app.
So.
Damn.
That's crazy.
I didn't think it hurt that bad.
This is not good. This is not fucking good.
Oh my God.
You okay? You feeling any better?
And today we're going to be...
Oh my God, bro.
So a Carolina Reaper pepper on the Scoville scale, which measures heat, you know, spiciness, is 2.4 million. Okay? The jalapeno is like between 500, maybe 600, up to maybe 2,000.
Wow.
That's how much hotter that is. So if you are just a person who doesn't eat spicy shit or maybe eats a jalapeno here and there and eats that pepper, That's what's going to happen to you. And you better have milk ready, man, because that's the only thing that can even try to help you. Freaking nuts. Dude,
so what do you think's happening there? Like, why is that girl shaking and shit? Like, what is it? Is it just fucking with her stomach, or is it actually doing something physically to her?
Oh, it's doing, I mean.
You think it's like burning her?
Have you ever eaten like really spicy food and gotten like high? The endorphins kick in, but like it's burning her throat, her mouth, her stomach. Everything is on fucking fire.
Gotcha. I eat nothing but hot stuff, so I'm like really good with it. I don't think I've ever had a Carolina Reaper pepper, but I've had like ghost peppers and stuff. I can handle that stuff pretty good. But yeah. I've never had something that.
But I wouldn't fuck with a Carolina Reaper.
Not after watching that, bro. Not.
I mean, I wouldn't even fuck with a ghost. I wouldn't even eat a fucking ghost pepper.
Right. Right.
Like, no thanks.
Yeah, you put like one, like a half of one in a pot of chili, and it makes it hot as fuck.
Right.
Jennifer is asking, didn't we used to go live on Instagram? We used to do this show live on Instagram like way, way back in the day, but the orientation is different. It's not landscape, it's portrait. The program that we're using to do that is going to start doing simultaneous feeds to where we could go live on landscape and live in portrait. So within the next couple of weeks, month or two, we'll be able to go back live on Instagram there with this show. But we also do a separate Instagram only show every now and again where it's audience participation and we go live only on Instagram and just hang out with the Instagram audience and, have you guys direct the show, ask whatever you want and participate. Right, hang.
Yes.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Carolina Reaper is between 1.6 and 2.2 million Scoville units.
Jesus.
And what's the ghost pepper? Ghost pepper, I think, is around a million.
And what's a jalapeno?
I think they're between, I'll look it up, but I think they're between like maybe 600 up to maybe 2,000.
Wow. And this is millions.
Yes. It's low. So that, ghost pepper is 855 to 1 million jalapeno.
What up, Carenza?
Jalapeno. Pino Scoville. Come on now.
Siri should be fucking in your brain doing that for you.
Okay, so it's a little higher. It's 2,500 to 8,000, but it's still. Not nowhere near a million, right? So.
Right.
Yeah,
and even if at the lowest, 850,000 for the ghost, and that the most right. for a jalapeno is 2,500. That's crazy. Yeah,
it's
dude.
Fucking nuts. Like, I think I heard like pepper spray is around 2 million units or 3 million Scoville units. Like the shit they spray in people's eyes. So
wow.
Imagine eating that. You know.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. They're probably spraying you with Carolina Reapers or whatever the fuck is in that pepper.
Well, it's capsaicin. Yeah, just concentrated. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Capsaicin. I don't know if I have these on here. So remember I was telling you how like my feed gets all fucked up. So I have videos where people are getting killed. So you see them dying, but they're not like gory. So it's like an accident from far away and stuff like that. Before I play that video, I'm going to put a warning out there. I don't know if I have it up here today, but I do have one to make your hands sweat.
Nope. And I'm
like me on this one, Mr. Gracie.
Bobby said he got sprayed by police and pissed himself.
Really? We'll have to have him come on and talk about that.
Did this just happen?
Yeah. Is that why you were late today? Check this out, dude. So this is going to make, this is going to freak you out once you see how high up he is and what he's doing, dude. And I got to know how he gets out of this. So check this out. He's on a crane, bro.
Oh, God. No,
look
thanks.
At that. That is insane, bro. Now he's hanging on to that and it shows like where it is. So I can see how he got down to that. Like you could be up at the top of the crane and then you could like shimmy down onto that. But how the fuck are you getting off of that? How's he getting back up there? Is he climbing up that?
I assume. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's illegal. There's not someone up there operating the crane for him, you know?
Right. And dude, there's no, he's got no like harness on or anything, bro. Like that fucking gets me, dude. Fuck that.
Daredevil. Did you ever see the video of that one guy that died, fell off a building? He was I think he was Hong Kong. He was known for like doing that kind of stuff. And he got down. He was at the top of this building and decided to shimmy down the side and hang off the side of it and do some pull ups. And then he couldn't get himself back up. And then he just lets go and just falls out of the screen. Yeah, he's done. Out.
I saw a good one from like, it was like the 60s or something. This dude on top of the Eiffel Tower. And it seemed like, you know, France was in on this, allowing them like to do this. It was like a stunt they would like sanction. Like he put on this, like the squirrel suits that they have now, but this was like in the 50s or 60s. He like made a fucking.
Oh, yes.
And he goes to jump off, spread it, and it just right down, dude. Didn't catch
off any
wind.
Eiffel Tower, right?
Yeah. 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 They're fucking nuts, dude.
Died.
Justin Andrew, if you want to get your cameras ready on, we're going to be coming to you soon. I got one. This is the best, dude. Oh man, this is so good, Chad. This is labeled Dumb and Dumber. I'm trying to think who in my life this would be. This would have to be Bobby and somebody else, I think.
What's up, Troy?
For this video.
What's up, Scotty? Say hi. No.
Yeah, no is right. I'm putting the music off so we don't get any copyright thing. But look at this, Chad. How fucking dumb are these two? Wait, this video is so good, bro.
Fucking gasoline.
This can't be good.
What are you doing?
And then he lights his pants on fire and immediately he's like, no, this is bad.
What
right?
What the fuck?
He doesn't know to stop, drop, and roll. He's trying to, dude, what the fuck, bro? Now watch, his best buddy comes to help him.
Did he know he's going to light the pants on fire?
Yeah, but I don't think he thought they were going to go up like that. Yeah. So now dude, he tries to lay on. He can't pull him off. Still on fire. Now he's laying on him. And then I think he catches on fire because it doesn't go out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude. Can you imagine?
I saw this video one time that I can never find again. It was this. It was friggin' crazy. It was this, I think it was in Europe, and this person was burning cop cars.
Okay.
Pouring like gas and stuff on cop cars. And somehow they completely caught themselves on fire. And it just ends with them walking completely on fire into this like little alcove and just standing there. It's just burning, standing
fuck,
there.
Dude.
And then they just collapse. I'm just like, holy shit. It was, but I've never been able to find it again. I watched it one time. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if you like, want to.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I saw one yesterday, you know, as these are coming up in the feed, and it was a camera crew, you know, filming a movie, and the stunt guy was like supposedly like being set on fire, and they like set the thing around him on fire, and then all of a sudden he goes up. And like he's screaming in pain and they don't stop the filming. They just keep it going until this fucking guy is dead and burnt to fucking death. I'm like, wow, bro. Like you could totally tell like this is wrong and like he's in pain and they should stop shooting. But they kept it going for like another minute until he finally fell off the thing and was completely dead.
Wow. No.
Insane. That's
gotta be one of the worst ways to go.
Yeah, I think the worst, man.
And people like, self-immolate too, like. It's freaking insane.
You saw
like,
that? Why would you do
that? Well, that guy in New York set himself on fire back. When was that?
Not too long ago.
Square? Yeah, not too long ago.
That was crazy, dude.
Harsh.
And I don't even remember what it was for. Like, well, I mean,
he
regardless.
Was protesting dude. Something, but yeah, I don't know.
Gays for Palestine, I think.
Probably.
Let's bring up Drumming Conversation, get him part of our show here, Mr. Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
What up there, JNA from Drumming Conversation.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with our video again. But,
it's stuck.
No worries. You can see and hear us, though.
Yes,
yeah,
we can.
Cool.
It's not recognizing our camera for some reason.
Oh.
No worries.
No recognizing.
Yeah. Oh, and I will let you guys know, I have been pepper sprayed before. It is not fun.
Ooh. I've heard it's not. No, thank you. Was that on purpose or for training?
Just going to say.
Someone was training and decided to use me as the training. Yeah.
Right. So you weren't part of a police action. Good.
No.
Like
that's what I was going to say. Got a cool show, folks. Since Justin and Andrew are here, and they were big live fans, I'm going to play a live video from 1998. Not many people have heard this song. The reason why I picked it out is because it's a shitty video, but you could see Mr. Gracie doing his thing on the drums and really, really back going ham here. Green, that's right.
In my 20s.
I know.
In the... Okay, right here. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
I don't know what this is. Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Ah, yes.
Mr. Gracie. Like a demon back there.
Yes. That's one of the songs that was left off Distance to Hear. And that was Chris Thorne was we did some pre-shows and we were out playing those songs.
And Chris Thorne's from
Blind Melon. Band.
Yes.
Yeah. He's also from Dover, Pennsylvania as well. So yes.
Hey now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, you were killing it there, bro. That's what I'm saying. Full body, fucking that's Mr. Gracie in all his form right there.
Yeah.
Dude, can you, like, if when we play videos like that, can you go back to that night, or is it just kind of like a memory, like a distant memory?
I don't know that specific night. It looked, was that,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Chameleon Club?
Like, I think it was Chameleon? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't look at it close enough. But I can't go back to that specific night, but it's cool to see.
Yeah, totally. For those, like Mr. Gracie said, that's Don't Wait was supposed to be on the Distance to Hear. That was a concert from 1998 where Live was firing on all cylinders and jamming out. And we didn't do this, Mr. Gracie, our intro.
No.
So Justin and Andrea, get ready. I know.
Now we're going in.
Yeah. The show's just starting now, baby.
Hey!
Down, doo doo, but down, doo, dirty. Hey!
Two voices in the air, they vibe, they glow. They got the kind of spark you wanna know. Dropping thoughts like stars, watch them flow. The gracious blue, oh yeah, it's true. Breaking through to the
talk the talk. Hey. It's sharp. It's real. Conversations that you wanna feel. Every word's a ride. They've got that deal. The grace is true. Oh yeah, it's true. Laughs and wisdom all for you. The grace is true. They're breaking through. Turn it up. It's what
did I fade out?
You fade out. Yes, good fade out.
Yes.
I just found something interesting while we were listening to that in the New York Post. You know who Bonnie Blue is?
Yes, I do. The OnlyFans chick.
Yeah, she did the Thousand Guys.
Yeah.
Well, she's facing up to 15 years in jail in Bali for she was doing some bang bus stunt, and they found the cache of items were seized by police. A cache of items were seized from her.
You know what's funny about this, Chad? She was like marketing this before she went there, and they're like, "You can't do porn over there because like they'll kill you." And she's like, "Or you'll be in like some serious trouble." She's like, "I got lawyers. I'm fine." Blah blah blah. So she was going over there full aware of how illegal it is.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, Bali's part of Indonesia. That's a Muslim country. They don't fuck around. And
is this gonna?
So she's facing up 15 years. Good luck being in a fucking Indonesian prison for 15 years.
God damn, bro. Like, your life is so good. You banged 1,000 dudes on camera.
And that's then how good your life is.
That's how great your life is. And now you got to ruin it. Like, you knew what the fuck you were getting into, man. Why are you playing with fire in another country where their laws aren't our laws?
Invincible. They think, oh, I got lawyers. Oh, yeah, you got lawyers in Indonesia? Good luck.
Justin Andrea, can you did you guys get to hear that song that we were playing?
Yeah, we're hearing everything. Awesome. We're hearing and seeing everything. I just don't know why it's not recognizing our camera this time. So
it happens.
It's not letting us choose it, which is weird.
That is strange.
It's like when your printer is like not online and doesn't work.
So like if you click that gear, like do you have the gear underneath where it says settings? And then you can go to the video thing. And it should show you like either your computer camera or the camera that you have plugged in.
Yeah, it just says LSV cam. It won't give us any other option.
Strange, brother.
Yeah.
Tech support.
Yeah, tech support. I was going to say, my only other thing I could think of is if you guys want to back out and then maybe try your camera like in a different program and come back in, up to you. If not, we could do it like this. Yeah. I don't care.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to leave and come back in and see if that fixes it, maybe.
Cool. So,
Reset some shit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
Try that.
JNA, baby. Not to be confused.
New York. Sorry.
No, go. I was just making a joke. JNA, not to be confused with TNA.
I was going to say, a New York federal judge unseals Ghislaine Maxwell grand jury docs to comply with Epstein File Transparency Act. That's on Truth Social.
So they're unsealing?
Yes.
Why would her ship be sealed, bro? Like, that's the whole thing. It's like,
all that shit was sealed.
I get it, but why?
We know why it's sealed. I mean, it's funny that the Democrats brought this on themselves, and now they don't talk about it. Remember, it was all like, I love how people, like, these NPCs on the street are like, Trump's a pedo. Like, what are you basing that on? Well, because he's in the Epstein files. Like, well, no, he's not. He kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He's not a pedo. Like, you're just saying that because you think you have a gotcha. But you don't, like, you didn't care about the Epstein files all through Obama's presidency, really all through his first presidency, and now all through Biden's presidency. You didn't give a shit about the Epstein files. But now that you think, you know, it makes him look bad, you're like, he's a pedo. Well, guess what? Guess what they keep finding? He didn't take money from him like Democrats did. Hakeem Jeffries was begging him for money after he was convicted. All these celebrities and congressmen and politicians were meeting with him after he was convicted of pedophilia. But no one talks about that.
Right.
There it is. That's Epstein Island.
Chilling new images and footage of Jeffrey Epstein's home on his infamous private island have been released by US authorities. Never before seen pics show the pedophile financed his exclusive property in the US Virgin Islands. One of the eerie pictures show a bizarre dental room with faces hung up across the wall.
Another showed a
chalkboard
weird,
with strange text written. written on it, including the word and deception. Creepy footage also showed a tour of the notorious island where the convicted sex trafficker lived. A handheld recording showed multiple different rooms located on the disgraced financier's Little St. James Island. The shocking new glimpse into the sex offender's Caribbean pad was released by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. Washington continues to wait for the Department of Justice to release all the files on the case. It comes after Donald Trump gave the DOJ 30 days to make all unclassified records, documents, communications, and investigative materials public last month. The U.S. Senate
way to go, President
unanimously
Trump.
Approved yeah, that
sounds like a guy that's guilty
Epstein
of being part of that, right?
Yeah.
He orders it to be released, but he's on there and he's did shit. Give me a break.
Oh, there we go.
So dumb. Hey, there we go.
Yay. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, cool. Awesome.
Well, now we can't hear you. We can see you.
That's okay. When we first came back on, when we first came back on, our video was black and white.
I think it's because we're backstage.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
It's artistic.
We got it fixed because we just rearranged this for you guys. So we just rearranged our entire room. So
sweet.
Looks good.
The background there. What are all those collectible, like,
yeah, the
what
pops. Are those?
There are the pops.
And our drumsticks minus Chad Gracie drumsticks.
We'll have to send you some.
Yeah.
A whole bunch back at the building.
Yeah, those are game used and autographed and everything. So nice. Yeah.
What up, show 200 for drumming up conversation?
How's it going?
Proud of you guys. Going
thank
well,
you.
Man.
Thank you. You helped. So
gotta love it, man. You guys are getting some cool guests too. You guys are getting I know your favorite show or one of them is Cobra Kai. You're getting some people what doing documentaries about it, doing
yeah. And this Saturday we have a really fun one coming on. It's I don't know if you guys know the name Daryl Vidal, but he was in the original Karate Kid. He's the one that did the crane kick. He was on the post on the beach. That was him.
Oh, wait, okay. That wasn't Ralph Macchio?
Well, Ralph Macchio did it too, but he was playing Miyagi's character doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, and then he was actually in the final tournament as well. He faced Johnny before he went to the finals against the Russo.
How cool.
But he helped out with like stunts and fighting and all that as well in the show. And we're going to have him on talk about his career. He's a martial arts guru, expert. He's done all kinds of stuff. And yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And he's coming on Saturday. So
I can see Daniel's son behind you.
Yes.
Johnny DeRusso on the poster. Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Very cool.
And so you guys is that in
when they did the reboot show, huh?
What's that?
You guys must have been stoked when they did the reboot show.
Yeah. Like, well, we weren't sure.
Big fan of the movies, right?
Yeah, big fan of the movies. That's why I wasn't sure at first. I'm like, okay, how's this going to go? And then after like the first episode, I'm like, okay, we're
It could have been
hook,
really
line, and sinker. Yeah.
Yes, they did a great job with it.
They did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get to watch the cool Epstein video we just played?
A little bit.
Yeah, we came in at the end.
Did you get to see those creepy faces? I guess he has like a dental place on St. James Island, and he has like creepy fucking faces hanging off the wall.
It's weird.
It's so strange, man. And I don't know. The more I look into it, like, I don't know if Epstein's dead or if he was killed. It's one or the other. Either he's still alive or he was killed by somebody other than himself. I don't think, I definitely don't think he committed suicide. For sure.
No, definitely not.
And it seemed like from all the influence he had, like, he would be somebody who could fake his death and disappear. Like, he had those types of resources and those types of people in his pocket to do it. And then his fucking girlfriend is like basically taking the fall for it. But it seems like she's in a pretty cush prison now. And she gets to walk around with an umbrella shielding her from the sun.
Oh boy. Which is,
we need that.
It's just crazy, dude, that something big like that was going on. And here's the thing, like, were there other pedophile rings that are like that on that scale? Like, I'm sure. Because
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The fact that we didn't know anything about that means we probably don't know about plenty of others.
Oh, there's, I'm sure there's plenty. Yeah. It's unfortunate. So.
Yeah. It's insane. Mm-hmm.
It's sickening.
Oh yeah. It's happening somewhere. Isn't there a stat too? There's always at least so many serial killers operating at any one time somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
Yep.
I forget what the number is, but it's remarkably high. You're like, wait a minute. There's that many serial killers that we don't know about right now killing people. Lovely. Great.
I think I mentioned on the show, I don't know if you guys caught it, Justin and Andrea, but I said, if I was going to be a serial killer, I would do it where you go randomly to different cities and I would go into rest stops and grab dudes pubic hairs off of the urinal. And then the person I killed, I would put their pubic hair on them. So they cannot, you know, trace it back to me.
That's diabolical.
So you're diabolical.
So you'd be a serial killer on tour too then, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Playing a local city near you soon, kind of.
Like Garth Brooks, allegedly.
No, but you know, like, cause that's like the one way you're like, I wasn't there. They're like, we got your DNA, dude. And you're like, well, I don't know how I'm going to talk my way after that one.
Yeah. That would be hard to defend.
Yeah.
Like how, dude, yeah, you shouldn't even put that idea out there. God damn
it. I know, dude.
You should have written a movie first and then the idea is out there. Make money on it at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if I broke this out on the show because I was talking to my friend and I, we watch like a bunch of true crime stuff and blah, blah. And she's like, you know, you can never get away with that nowadays. I'm like, no, you can. She's like, how? And I'm like, I don't even know if I should say these words because I feel like it's like a foolproof plan. And she's like, no, go ahead. So I told her, and I thought maybe I told her on the show, but yeah, I've had that in my brain for a long time. And I'm like, I don't really want to put that out there, but I thought I already had. That's why
you brought it up. You told me about it. I don't know if it was off the show or on the show, but I remember when you just said that, I was like, oh shit, I remember you saying that before. So,
okay, yeah.
So now they're going to catch some serial killer and he's going to say, I did it for J Ro.
The grace.
Yeah. Nice.
Then you guys will become really super popular.
Yeah, maybe we'll go viral. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, as I'm behind bars.
Well, you didn't do it. You just thought it up.
Yeah, but you know,
the gracious two Purcell.
That's right.
Manson didn't commit those murders either, but he sat behind bars from.
Yeah. Well, have you guys been paying attention to the Garth Brooks theories that he's a serial killer?
No.
While on tour, like there's some allegedly, of course, but there's some like there's people that are lining up every tour date that he's ever had with a missing person.
Huh.
Yeah. Like every city.
Every city. I'm like, dude, this is crazy. I haven't like gotten really deep into
that. That's the friends in low places he was talking about.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Huh. That's
oh my God. That changes that song completely now.
For sure. Yeah.
They're like 6 feet under low places.
I gotta look more into it, but yeah, it's pretty wild.
I've heard that. Apparently. Yeah. I've heard that before.
Well, you're joining the show, huh?
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, you guys are on camera. I'm in.
Yeah. How is the
The whole time we weren't on camera, she was down underneath the desk here. And then now she's like, oh, we're live? Cool.
Oh, you're talking to somebody? Let me get in here.
Let's bring Bobby in for a brief portion of this show because he says he's got some info on Mr. Epstein being alive.
I anything about the Garth Brooks thing.
No, what up, Bobby?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Mic's really low.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah. Live show here, folks. And you know the one and only Bobby.
It says community.
I'm going to put it on a different mic for you. Intel Smart Sound. Go ahead. Let me hear you talk.
Can you hear me? Good?
No.
Hello?
It's very low.
Very, very low.
Closely.
Hold on.
All right. Hello? Yeah, there we go. All right. Let's bring it back. All right.
Better?
Go ahead, Bobby. Yes.
So this guy with the dental chair. All right. So this is what was going on. They were extracting teeth because there's stem cells in wisdom teeth.
Yes, so
they were
this.
Extracting teeth for the stem cells, and that is that's the theory that's out there right now, and the most likely thing that's out there because he was a eugenics. He was trying to create a race, you know. He's trying to create a super race. That's what he was trying to do. He's trying to do what Hitler was trying to do. You know?
Well, he supposedly had that ranch out in New Mexico where he breed all those, like, take women there and breed them against their will and have all these babies out there.
He's supposedly never heard that part? 80 yeah. offspring. 80 offspring. And those island boys are supposed to be his kids, too. Those two island boys.
Right, the two dumbass rappers?
Yeah, yeah, those are supposed to be his kids. Yeah, because they have a picture of him with them together when they were younger.
No,
on the island. On the island. Yeah.
Interesting.
And you were saying you think he's alive though? You don't think he's dead?
I think he's alive. I think he's just they put him. You know, this world is so corrupted. It's crazy. You know, the governments are corrupt.
There is that.
Everything is corrupted.
Chad, what do we want Bobby to look out?
Oh, look up that Garth Brooks thing and see if you can find a video.
Yes,
on
if you can find any info on that, Bob A.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you got to say that. I got a video for you folks that I think is funny. This, like, I want to do stuff like this, but this is an elaborate prank. So we would need, like, you know, actors and all that stuff. But this is good. If you could pull this off, get ready, folks.
Nice to meet you. I am Michael.
All right. So just, I don't know if you guys can read it, but Netflix is basically pranking people into thinking a comet is literally hitting them as they speak. Yeah. So this is so good, dude.
Welcome to Bash.
Did you give it a nice sweat?
You're all over the map.
Reports of a large, apparently dangerous comet heading towards Earth have been popping up in the mainstream media.
He's like, wait, what?
The potentially catastrophic impact is in fact not a hoax. It is not only very real, but apparently also very close, and you can see this.
The outside's in on it.
So it's not a hoax.
Now, if you walk outside or simply look out your window, you can see it with your own eyes.
Oh my God.
It's all right. She just saw a comet.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think there's a comet coming.
I doubt it. Probably fake news or something like that. Anyways, can you change the channel?
Everyone's looking up. That's
are you seeing right. what's going on right now?
So if they write not a hoax, that feels like it is a hoax, right?
That's not real.
Astronomers around the world are sharing on social media.
No, my God.
Okay, everyone else is running. I'm going to run short. Oh. There's a comet coming for you right now.
No. Yeah, where are you running through?
You're right.
Everything is fine. There's nothing going on.
What is that's happening?
How cool is that, though?
That is freaking hilarious.
Elaborate prank.
Did you see the movie Wag the Dog?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah, that's an amazing movie. Mm-hmm. Similar.
There's that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio that came out a couple of years ago. I forget what it was called, but there's a comic coming. He's trying to warn everybody. Yeah, don't look up. And no one's paying attention. They're just like, it's not real. They're on their social media.
That's basically, it's basically, you know, kind of indicative of what's going on today. Like all this, people are being lied to. You could see it with your own eyes, but people are just turning a blind eye to it and allowing whatever narratives to get across and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Bobby. So Garth Brooks supposedly is a serial killer, and like every tour date he goes to, somebody ends up missing.
What's he saying? Hadn't heard of this?
No. All the things Bobby has his fingers on a pulse on, he doesn't have his fingers on this one. Andrea, this video is not for you. This is for the men okay. of the audience.
Eye muffs.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, I wanted to highlight an awesome female athlete and her amazing feats, so...
My tongue, your body is so sweet.
Pole vault.
That was it.
In your area where you guys live, do you have any coffee shops where the girls wear bikinis or near nothing?
No, not around me.
We have one out here called Bikini Beans, and we went there Saturday and got an amazing show.
I love it.
I might search that here in Southern California. It's got to be one in Southern California.
Yeah. It's got to be, yeah.
I've been to the ones where the hot chicks in bikinis cut your hair.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. They have those in Portland when I was living there. They had those back in the day. Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah. So, by the way, I wanted to say that was a really cool conversation last week with Larry Hankin. Not Larry Mullen, but Larry Hankin.
I will never forget that. Yeah.
So great.
That's just a trip.
He is a cool dude. He's awesome.
And it seems like he opened up more to you guys on this one than the first one. He talked a lot.
Yeah, I agree. He seemed more comfortable the second time. Yeah. We'll get him on again and get him talking even more.
Yeah. Every year, that's a great idea to have him on every holiday season, because we're watching the night before, I think we watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's so good in that too. It was very quick, but he's so good.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Good in that one as well. So, yeah.
Oh, I got to check that out.
He plays Doobie. He's the cab driver in that. So
everything, every role he's in, I feel like he elevates, you know, he never takes away. He always elevates. And
but it's kind of funny why he's not a leading man though, because he has dyslexia. He can't memorize all the freaking dialogue. Like he maybe not a leading man, but he could have been a more prolific actor, like maybe more famous name wise. I mean, he's very famous facially. Everyone, you see him and you're like, I know that guy.
Yeah, he's been in something else. Yeah.
Look, yeah.
Except he's one of those. I do remember his name, though. There's a lot I don't, but Larry Hankin's always just been that name that stuck with me. So, there's other ones we'll watch. I'm like, I've seen him in something, and it's like, got to look it up and find out the name and then forget it like the next time. But, yeah.
Yeah, he does all memorable roles. In Seinfeld, when, you know, you were thinking like nobody else could play that Kramer character, like it was made for Michael Richards, and then Larry Hankin comes in as Tom Pepper and does it and nails it. You're like, oh my God, I could actually see him playing that role, you know, from the get. And that's hard to do because everybody was like, no, Jerry could be replaced, you know, Elaine could be replaced, but not Kramer. And he did, you know, he came in and filled that role pretty well. And he's a cool dude. Artist, author, all that jazz.
Yeah.
And comedian. He started, I didn't get to talk to him. Yeah. I wanted to talk to him about it because when we spoke a year or two ago, he said he hasn't done it in a long time. I was like, you should really get back into it. And then I think he did since then. So next time he's on, we'll talk to him about that. But yeah, there's just so much stuff to talk to that guy about.
Yeah. Yeah. He's done a lot.
The first time we had him on, he's like, how long is this going to be? I'm like, we've gone anywhere from like 30 minutes to like an hour and a half with guests. I'm like, so we really don't put a time on it. We like kind of just let it free flow. He's like, well, he's like, I could probably only do 30 minutes. I'm like, yeah, no problem. So 30 minute mark, I went to cut him off and he just kept going, wanted to be on. So this time when we book him, he's like, how long are you thinking about having me on for? I'm like, I don't know, kind of same thing as last time. He's like, because I think it's going to take me at least 45 minutes to an hour to get my story out. I'm like, yeah, no problem. We can go an hour.
Perfect.
So, sure. Yeah. And then he was on for like an hour 20, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's fun. And he's a jokester too. You know, he gets into some, it's cool seeing his comedic brain work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see some stuff from the Steve Green. What color pole was she using? Who? Oh, the pole vaulter. Yeah, I don't know. But she had purple on her bikini bottoms.
She was pole vaulting. I what was she doing?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. I thought she was sunbathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who knew? I mean, that's cool. I wonder if there's a reason to wear an outfit like that, or if it's just to put a little sexual spin on. But what are the guys wearing? Are they wearing fucking like no shirt and spandex shorts? Because I'm not gonna want to watch that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like watching volleyball. You don't watch the men's volleyball. You watch the women's volleyball.
Exactly. Oh, dude. Thanks. Women's volleyball is the best.
Women's tennis is the best, actually. Then volleyball.
True.
I'd have to say,
you hear their orgasm noise.
Exactly. I know a lot of them do that. It's so weird, man. Every like, didn't Monica Sella start that?
I don't know.
And then she got stabbed in the back by a fan. It was crazy, but like, yeah, she I think she was the original. Like, and they all started doing it.
Yeah, they're like, wait, she's getting some traction here. I mean, I get it. Like, if you're exerting hard, I could see it coming out, but it almost seems like they're putting it on, you know, like Maria Sharapova. And how the hell did these, and they're all pretty hot, these tennis girls, too. There's not really like an ugly tennis girl.
You know who Lindsay Davenport is?
I know
she was big back in the 90s. I know the name, pro tennis player back in the 90s. She's like 6'1". I just saw, she lives in Ladera Ranch, like right down the road from me. And I just saw her at a volleyball tournament my daughter went to.
She nice. There.
I think her daughter or kid was playing in the tournament. So,
is she single?
I don't know. I didn't talk to her, but I recognized her. I was like, oh, that's Lindsay Davenport. Holy shit. She's like 6'1 or 6'2. She's skying over me. I was like, hey.
Chad Gracie, original drummer from Live, host of The Gracious Two, single. How are you? Pleasure to meet you. That's how you should introduce yourself every time.
You're like, who are you? What is that?
Reckoncy, what? Yeah. That's cool, though. Davenport. Is there another Davenport, or am I just catching that name because of her?
I don't know another one. Probably because of her.
Didn't know my sports trivia from back then was so up there. So what else is going on, folks? Did you guys hear that they're coming out with another Cobra Kai spinoff season?
No.
Okay, good. Because I just made it up.
I was like, how did you find out before us? Hey, Jiro's got the scoop.
No, but so I didn't watch the last couple episodes of Cobra Kai. And then was there a movie afterwards where they went like earlier before Karate Kid?
They did the final episodes of Cobra Kai and then they did the Karate Kid Legends, but I think it just kind of ties in with the Cobra Kai itself.
Okay.
It was just a movie on that. It was actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be. And we both thought it was going to be.
Are they doing Johnny LaRusso spinoff? Did I see that somewhere?
I hope so.
Oh.
I thought that I saw something about that. I might be wrong though, but I swear to God, I saw something. Johnny LaRusso spinoff. Anyway,
I'm not sure. I don't care what spin off it is. Yeah, we need more Cobra Kai. I don't care what it is. So they've talked about a Mr. Miyagi origin story, which would be cool too.
See, that's what I thought this last movie was. I thought they had a young Mr. Miyagi in it, but I guess maybe I was dreaming.
No, it was just Jackie Chan was in it. Ralph Macchio. He wasn't in it as much as I thought he would be. It was a lot better than we still thought. The ending of it, being Cobra Kai fans, was worth it in itself.
So where was it though? Where was it in the timeline?
Same timeline as Cobra Kai. It's current.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's Mr. Miyagi doing in it? It's just a flashback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's all a flashback. I think that's why I'm really thinking they're pushing the Mr. Miyagi origin story because they did a lot of Miyagi in the last few episodes of Cobra Kai, and then they revisited it in the Karate Kid Legends and everything too.
Are they going to do a digital version of Pat Morita?
I think, they found a guy in the Cobra Kai series that looks a lot like him as a younger him, and they actually used him in that series. Hmm. And so I think they're going to go with him if he'll do it.
That was a fucking CGI. That was actually
some of it was. Yeah, some of it was, and some of it was actually an actor.
An actor. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would feel about stepping into such an iconic role. I mean, Mr. Miyagi's loved.
For sure.
If you guys ever watched Spartacus, there's a new spinoff of Spartacus that's really good.
I
gotta check it out. Where's it at?
Yeah.
It's on the original series, if you didn't watch that, is on Netflix right now, which I really recommend doing.
Yeah.
And then the new one is on Stars.
Mm. Boom. So I think that it started off on Stars. Maybe Netflix has the original series now. But Chad, so this... Sorry, real quick, Justin. So this is a cool series, Spartacus, about Spartacus, Gladiator, whatever. But the first season, the guy who plays Spartacus, like, gets cancer in real life and can't do the second season. So he'd like...
He died.
He died
between the first and So they did the first season, then they did a prequel kind of thing, because John Hannah, the guy that played Bodiatus, was like, I don't want this to end. So they did right. that for him, hoping that the original guy would get well, and then he right. ended up dying before they.
And he picked the guy that played that would take over for him.
Oh wow! Because as you're watching yeah. this, Chad, you fell in love with the guy who played it. So you're like, "There's no way this is going to work if they're replacing him and getting a new Spartacus." And then the guy who ended up taking over actually did a really good job, and you kind of didn't miss, you know, the original dude. Not that you didn't miss him, but
there's a documentary that Andy Whitfield did through his cancer journey. It's just heartbreaking, and he put so much faith in Eastern medicine that if he would have done some traditional medicine, he might have survived. But
wow.
I can understand, like, I don't want to go through chemo. I'll try this instead.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty heartbreaking. And then, of course, at the end of the documentary, he dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Total bummer. Way to bring the show down, drumming up conversations.
Okay, well, I'll bring it back to being lively that Spartacus and House of Asher is like medium core porn.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, it's historically, the original series is historically porn. Accurate. It's got a lot of nudity in it, and it has great violence as well. So it's
kind of. And if you like Lucy Lawless, she's naked in it too.
Yes, gotta love me some Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Brawless.
Basic Instinct was my spanking movie when I was younger. I don't know if you guys know that, but Sharon Stone.
We didn't know that. We didn't want to know that, but we know it now.
You guys know it now. Now every time Chad's you watch,
like, no
the
one
movie,
asked for this, but we're getting it
right. Now every time you watch the movie, you could all realize what I'm doing.
Visual
to
of
it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, Scotty's bringing up the Gracious 2 inches, man. Start doing it on the Gracious 2 inches OnlyFans, dude.
Yes.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Basic Instinct watch party. Let's go. Oh my God. Yeah,
watch. That's
did you ever watch Loaded? What was it? Loaded Weapon, where they did the gratuitous beaver shot scene or whatever in that one with that same scene.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Who was in that? Emilio Estevez.
Tim Curry was in it. Powers
Kathy
Booth.
Ireland.
Kathy Ireland. Powers Booth. Yeah, it was a big cast in that one. I just always think of Tim Curry's Wilderness Girls, and he shows up in
the Girl Scout outfit,
whatever.
So good. Whatever happened to Emilio Estevez? It seemed like, because he was in a bunch of things. Like, I almost think he was bigger than Charlie, but it seems like he just kind of pulled out. Not like he's not doing anything for any specific reason. Just seemed like he had fun making movies, and now he's just done.
Well, I'm not sure. The girl he was dating when we lived in San Luis Obispo, they had a bar and a restaurant in San Ynez, I think, like an old timey saloon type place.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if they still have it.
So he was just kind of laying low, you know, hanging out there.
Hanging out with Kurt Russell.
How cool,
man. Yeah.
There you go.
He looks so much like his father, Martin. Oh, he could be. That's true.
Was Emilio, did Emilio start directing? I don't know.
I think he might have, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be behind the scenes, yeah. I guess a lot of people do that. They go in and then they find out they like it better behind the camera than in front of the camera. It's got to be cool to make something like that, though.
Fred Savage did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he a big director of what? How I Met Your Mother?
It's Always Sunny. He did the, I think, second or third season of that.
Wow.
Of It's Always Sunny, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Fred Savage, huh?
Nice. Same, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And then he was in, did you guys ever watch The Grinder? It was only on one season, but it was a great show.
It was with Rob Lowe and Fred Savage. It was really good. No. It was funny.
I think it was called Best Friends or something like that, or Friends from College. It was some Netflix show, but Fred Savage was in it, and it was only like two seasons. I think it was College Friends or something, but such a good show. And he was acting in it. So it was cool seeing him, like, you know, in something other than Wonder Years. But it was a really good show. College Friends or something. It's on Netflix. Let me see if I can find
it. Everyone said that it was the one guy in Wonder Years was Marilyn Manson as a,
yeah,
as a young guy.
Yeah.
Like, Pfeffer. Oh, Friends from College, it's called. Friends from College.
Okay.
That's why I said How I Met Your Mother. The chick from there is in there. Colby Smulders, I guess she was.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's got Fred Savage, Keegan-Michael Kay, Colby Smulders, and a couple other people. You guys will like it. Funny.
Okay, cool.
2 seasons.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Did you guys watch the Diddy doc?
No.
No.
Yeah. Crazy.
I've watched it. Either. Crazy. I'm going to watch it. It sounds amazing.
It's insane that this guy got away with shit for so long. Like, I forget. I think Biggie's mother came out and, like, spoke negative on him now. And it's
he basically got away with everything now. I mean, he has 50 months in jail for all the shit that he did. It's freaking stupid.
Yeah.
Dumb.
And they get into, like, did he have something to do with Biggie's murder? And, like, they draw some pretty big conclusions to it. Yeah. So it's just, there's a lot in here. It seems like this boy has been a bad boy for a long time. And it's just crazy. Like, if you listen to some of the shit he said, like, Bad Boy Records, like, okay, whatever, that's nothing. But, like, interviews with him and Justin Bieber, like, where they're on a couch and Justin's saying, like, oh, like, Diddy, where's that Lamborghini you promised me? And he's like, Diddy starts talking. He's like, I let you drive it twice. And he goes, and you know better than to be talking about stuff that happens at Big Bro's house out in public. Like, just like that short, but like, you're like, oh shit, this guy's fucking telling him, like, yo, shut your mouth. And he was doing it on live TV, like on Jimmy Fallon or something. And it's just like, he was brazen and it was in everybody's face, but nobody was calling him out on it.
Well, it's like when, I believe it was you guys last week showed the Mel Gibson thing where he's talking about how crazy it was with stuff that he was hearing in the 90s and all that or whatever, like way back, and they kind of got rid of the video or whatever. And it's just like, calling him out and no one's doing anything about it, and like, what the fuck's going on? Like, we could have, you know, taken care of this decades ago. And but Mel Gibson's crazy, you know. Yeah. He's just crazy. Well,
that's what they do.
I never thought Mel Gibson was crazy. Like, it's just like people that are difficult to work with always seem to be the right wingers. So
I thought his drunken rant on the Jews when he got his DUI was a little out there, but you know, everybody gets drunk.
That's a little
crazy.
Overboard, yes.
That's a little overboard. And then, but I also saw when that fucking crazy Russian chick that was his baby mama, and he's freaking out with over phone. I also kind of saw like she was goading him, like trying.
Oh, hell yeah, just pushing his buttons for sure.
But Mel, I just want to go to jacuzzi. You will just smile and blow me. He's fucking nuts, man.
This is so great.
But Mel, she would say like just enough to infuriate him to like no end. Oh, so good. So good.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Bobby, pull that up. Let's see if we can find audio of that.
Yeah, Bobby, look for that. Mel Gibson fucking Mel Gibson tapes. I think that's what it's called. Oh my God, they're so funny.
So anytime this month, are you two going to be in the studio in York together at any time?
Yeah.
We were just talking about that. We may do it on the 23rd because I'm in Pennsylvania from the 20th to the 26th.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, if you think about it while I'm there, hit me up. I'll try to send you some sticks.
That'd be awesome. Hell yeah. We need some Chad Gracie stuff.
I got a whole shit ton of sticks laying beside my kit that are all bashed up. So,
and we have some stuff for you guys to send out. So we wanted to see if you're going to be together.
We shall be.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
So if we send stuff to the studio, you will get it.
Yeah, just address it to me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Sweet 300.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to ask about a P.O. box or something.
Yeah, but we have stuff for you too, J-Row.
Cool. I love stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play you folks a funny video. I know you guys been checking it out, but I've been clogging up my feed with just videos of people falling and stuff like that, and it makes me laugh. When people do stupid things and then like...
Oh, it, the trees last week was hilarious.
Which one?
The trees.
Yes.
Cutting down the trees.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Well, Bobby's adding something. What do you got here, Bobby? Ah, he's got something.
Because you're doing something. Trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you. Sweet. Was that it?
Look how crazy he looks there.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits.
I've never had.
Yes. Yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me. Before.
I didn't.
No.
I never said anything of a kind. You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
What?
Not a lie, who cares? So, David, why don't you? Anyway,
talk about her fake tits.
Get rid of her tits.
It is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck. But they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. Mm-hmm. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out in public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on here. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Whoa, shit!
Wow.
Oh my God. You provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs. You feel you have to show off. Tight outfits and tight pants so you see your pussy from behind. And that crazy thing today was enough.
I'm all for all this, but I don't know what his problem is.
Okay?
Right.
I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't trust you. Okay?
Okay.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there. Okay.
Okay.
And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
Okay. Wow, man.
Didn't even get into the good stuff, but that was.
I know. We'll cue one up for next week.
Or he's just like yelling uncontrollably, like.
I didn't realize he said that she should get raped by a pack of black people.
Yeah, that was.
Wow.
I don't know why he said that she lied about her implants. He would have known. I mean, there's scarring and everything. He would have known.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Was she lying maybe to the
public? Went in through the belly button.
Maybe.
But you know what I'm saying? Maybe she was lying to the public. Like, oh, yeah, they're real or whatever. I don't know. But damn, she got that dude fired up. But you could tell. I mean, she was recording the conversation. So
that was a setup, dude.
She set him up.
And I forget, I thought in California, like if you were recording the conversation, you had to like let the other person know, like, hey, you're being recorded. I thought that was a rule.
Unless you're famous, then it, you know, right. Doesn't matter. Yeah. That's the difference is you can release it anyway. Someone will pay for your lawyer fees anyways. So, because you got them the content. So, mm-hmm.
Bobby, do me a favor and pull up Amber Heard telling Johnny Depp's lawyer that she donated the money. This is the best thing ever because she pledged the money.
That was a crazy trial too, because as you're sitting there going, oh my God, she's lied about everything. When his exes are coming out and going, he never pushed me down the stairs and he didn't do this. He didn't, like, these are people that have no reason to stick up for him at this point. And they're like, he didn't do this. Like, you're nuts, lady. And you start seeing her kind of the craziness come. That was just fun to watch.
They started calling her Amber
Turd. She's definitely an actress.
Amber Turd, yes. Well, she dumped a grumpy on my bed. Dumped the grumpy.
Yes.
There's a picture of her and Kamala Harris again that said shits and giggles.
Wait, Bobby, pause it 1 second.
You settled your divorce. So
this is she's lying here in real time. The lady's like the lawyer's like, you didn't donate the money. You like said you were going to and you didn't. She's like, no, I did. She's like, no, they don't have it. She's like, I pledged. She's like, right. You pledge is a different word, though. You needed to give the money. You didn't. Yes, I did. I pledged it. Go ahead, Bobby.
Depp in August of 2016, right?
That sounds right.
And in connection with that settlement, you received $7 million from Mr. Depp. True?
That's correct. And 6.8, exactly.
Your settlement amount was $7 million.
That's correct.
And then you released a statement in which you claimed you would be donating the entire $7 million to charity, right?
That's correct.
That's correct.
You would be donating half of the $7 million to the ACLU.
That's correct.
Great. You
would be donating the other half to Children's Hospital of Los Angeles.
That is correct.
And you also stated, with respect to the $7 million divorce settlement, that money played no role except for the extent that you could donate the money to charity.
Yes, that's correct.
We could please pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 1259.
What is this?
Mm-hmm.
This is an article entitled Amber Heard Donates Johnny Depp Divorce Settlement to Charity. Read her statement in full. Is that correct?
That's what the title says, yes.
Directing your attention to the portion on the second page where it says, quote, read the statement below.
Come on.
Is that the statement you released, Ms. Heard?
That is correct.
Your Honor, I move to admit the statement and the article as redacted.
Objection, hearsay.
It's her statement.
Hearsay.
Hearsay.
You just testified, Your Honor, that it's her statement.
Yeah, how's the fucking hearsay?
Hearsay. I saw it in a movie once. Hearsay.
Yeah.
Okay, then I have no objection.
All right. 1, 2, 5. Oh, okay. Well, good. Evidence as redacted.
The statement reads, as described in the restraining order and divorce settlement, money played no role for me personally and never has, except to the extent that I could donate it to charity, and in doing so, hopefully help those less able to defend themselves. As reported in the media, the amount received in the divorce was $7 million, and $7 million is being donated. This is over and above any funds that I have given away in the past and will continue to give away in the future. Did I read that correctly?
That is correct. I don't remember that last line, but I have no... It doesn't stand out to me as wrong.
There's okay. Nothing inaccurate in the statement.
Not that I recognize, no.
Hearsay.
Yeah.
Objection.
The two have donated $100,000 of the divorce settlement directly to the ACLU. Is that right?
Right at the beginning of the divorce settlement, he donated $100,000
to each
charity.
Just look over to the jury.
On my behalf, the jury. Or towards my contribution.
So $100,000
to each.
To the ACLU.
And to the Children's Hospital.
Jesus.
And in response, you publicly demanded that Mr. Depp pay the divorce settlement directly to you instead of the charities, right?
That was always the agreement, actually, is for him to pay me directly. It was not his money.
Ooh, could have went right to the charity. She wanted it her first.
Tax benefit from. I said if he wants to do it and give to charity all of a sudden, then he should pay the correct amount and not try to get a big tax break for it. So effectively for his tax bracket, he should be paying double that amount to the charity directly. And if he wanted to pay the charity directly, he could. He could do that. It was fine with me, but he would need to pay the adjusted amount.
Ultimately, the rest of the $7 million divorce settlement was paid directly to you, right?
Over time, yes.
And Mr. Depp didn't end up paying the rest of the $7 million divorce settlement directly to the charities you identified.
That is correct. He paid them installments to me.
You stopped that from happening, didn't you?
I don't understand what your question is. I'm sorry.
You stopped Mr. Depp from paying the charities that you had named directly.
That is incorrect. I said if you want to pay the charities directly, pay the adjusted amount, or pay as per our agreement in the settlement or in the divorce.
Liar.
As per our agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You also
and
publicly...
he chose to do the former, not the latter. I mean, the other way around.
Also publicly stated that
I get that confused too. It's okay, Amber Heard.
Fool me once, shame on.
If he
shame
wanted
on
to pay
you.
It in the way that you're suggesting, yes.
And you said publicly that the payments to the charities should not be drawn out over many years, right?
I said that. I don't recall the exact words that I used, but basically.
All right. It's a little bit. It's a little painful, but.
Tell us about the time you shit on the bed, Amber Heard.
Yes.
Please. Tell us about that.
That wasn't me. That was the dog. They're like, it's a 3-pound dog. It was a 9-pound shit. How does that work?
Dude, what kind of freaking human being shits on someone's bed, by the way? God damn. What is wrong with you?
I liked watching during her testimony, Johnny Depp would make notes and pass it around to the attorneys and they would all laugh.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I like that he never looked at her.
Yeah.
I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah. He never gave her the respect of looking at her. Because didn't he tell her at one point, he's like, I'm never looking you in the eye again?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And you saw she was like, basically, like, I don't know, like, not remorseful, but like, come on, can't we put this behind us type of deal? And he's like, we're fucking in court.
This is your fault, not mine. Yeah. Right. You did this. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wanted this. So, yeah.
Yeah. And could you imagine if he didn't fight back and didn't, and wasn't such a good dude like for all this time and didn't have character witnesses? Like, everybody would have bought it hook, line, and sinker. I mean, this chick went as far as to use like makeup to make up bruises and shit on her face and then lie about using makeup cover up to cover up bruises. Cause they're like, well, you had bruises here. And then the next day you don't. She's like, well, yeah, I use this makeup to cover it up. And then they're like, well, that makeup that you used to cover it up wasn't even out then. Yeah. It didn't come out for 6 or 7 months later. Like the bitch just lied over and over. Like everything she said was a lie, which is crazy, dude. Like, you're heartbroken. Okay, I get it. You're still getting $7 million from a dude who married you and you were fucking a loser too. But now you're going to literally try and ruin this dude's life and put him in jail and ruin his fucking character because he's sick of your craziness and doesn't want you shitting in his bed and blaming his dog. Like, what the fuck, lady?
It's classic narcissism. Yeah.
But honestly, I think the appeal for him to her was that she had a girlfriend on the side. So he's thinking, I'm going to marry this chick. We're going to have threesomes. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And it backfired.
Yeah.
Of course.
He married crazy.
Exactly. Well,
yeah. I mean, crazy can be fun in small doses. Just, you know, don't marry him.
Don't be married to him. You got problems.
How doesn't Johnny Depp know that, dude? Like, come on, bro.
I know.
I think he learned his lesson now,
just,
I hope.
He just saw threesomes. That's all he saw.
Yeah. You don't have to marry that. I mean, just, you know.
And she was incredibly hot back then.
Totally. Still is. I'll give it to her. I mean, even though...
hot. Yeah, but she was even hotter back then, but yeah.
Well, yeah, because after you watch something like that, you could be the hottest chick on the planet, but when you see their black soul, you're like, you're fucking gross. How dare you? You know, like that's...
Yeah, no, I don't know if the crazy went dark. That deep.
You're right. My gosh. My lenta. But yeah, thank God he was able to fight that and, you know, so what happens with that? Did she get to keep that $7 million that he gave her? Like after he proved that she was doing all this, that $7 million divorce settlement should have came back to him. He shouldn't have had
a lot of that's probably going to go to the attorneys too that didn't do much for her. So
true.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. They seem to go, oh shit, we don't have a lot to work with now as much as we thought when we first took this case. So
crazy.
You start seeing the lawyers too kind of doing less and less as we go, and it's like,
well. When you represent a narcissist, they'll lie to you too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Lie to everybody.
Yep. Yep.
Her lawyers are in the background like, oh my God, what?
Well, and this was still when like the Me Too thing was real hot. Yeah. So the lawyers like, let's jump on it. This would only, you know, we're going to win this just because of that. And
right.
Start realizing, no, the truth eventually does come out and the good guys always win.
Yeah.
When, you know, when shit hits the fan. So.
Yeah.
As we're learning.
Truck one up for the good guys.
Yeah, well, that and I don't know. I think we talked about this before, but the lacrosse team situation that happened where, like, she just admitted it never happened.
Right.
Like, 20 years later, and it's like those guys are in their 40s now. Like, and now she ruined 20 years of these guys' lives for no reason at all. Right. Probably couldn't get jobs, got kicked out of school. And
what made her come out now? Was it just her conscience was...
I don't remember the exact details, but I just remember hearing about it. I'm like, that's fucked up, man. Like, that's...
It is fucked up.
You know, they're in their early 20s, and now they're in their early 40s, and now they can hopefully get their lives back on track. I'm like, I couldn't imagine being right now going, oh, now I can finally do stuff. Going,
right.
What am I going to do now? I'm in my 40s now. What the hell am I going to even do?
So. And maybe even your closest people didn't believe you because they believed her. You know, like, that's a lot goes into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, man. But, you know, it kind of takes a big person for her to even come out. Like, again, what she did was completely wrong. But the fact that she's coming out now to admit it shows that there's growth there. And that takes a big thing to do. Like, granted, what she did was really fucking evil and wrong, but what she did now to come out is seems really hard to do after you've lied for 20 years and ruined these people's lives. Like, you could have took that to the grave and nobody would have known or been the wiser. So it's like,
yeah, that's the fine, the silver lining. Sorry. But still, just don't do it.
Right. No, 100%.
And ruin. Yeah. You know, the silver lining is that she did it and didn't do it too late, really late, but still just know that it's not just, you know, whatever you're doing it for. Just think it's someone's or many people's lives that are, you know, coming affected into the equation here. Mm-hmm.
And that's did she crazy. Come out because, or maybe she got spiritual and she's like, if I don't come clean on this, I'm not going to heaven. You know what I'm saying? So it could be a selfish reason why she came out. You don't know when it really comes down to it.
I don't really know, but because I don't know, she could have also done it because there wasn't a lot of attention on her for this many years. And she's like, hey, I can get more attention on me by saying, hey, they actually didn't do this. Huh? Look at me. I'm back in the media again. Who knows?
Yeah.
So true.
Unfortunately, we live in those times as well where people will just, oh, I've been out of the spotlight for a little while. How can I get back into it?
So. Yeah. Gotta love cuckoo birds. Makes the world go round. My nephew's like 2.5 going on 3, dude. Toddlers are like, they're like drunken, you know, adults. He just, you know, walks, you know, kind of bouncing around like he's a little buzzed. He yells like, I want this. I want that. I'm like, dude, how dare you? He's so funny, man. He's such a personality. He just makes me laugh. But yeah, that's what they remind me of. Just like a, you know, a drunk older dude.
Yeah.
Characters. But what else here, folks? Drumming up conversation. Tell them where they could find your podcast and all that jazz. And who you got coming up next week? I know you mentioned briefly, but.
Yeah. So pretty much find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that good stuff. As far as listening to us or watching us, YouTube, or Spotify, Apple, anywhere you get your podcasts. If you want to come on, you know, reach out to us through email. You can find that on any of our socials or at strummingupconversation@gmail.com. And Daryl Vidal's coming on, the most recent guest. He's going to be on Saturday. He's known for the crane kick. It's, you know, going to be fun just learning about that and how that's still in pop culture. I'll see a guy score a touchdown on Sunday and he does a crane kick and stuff. It's like, you know,
yep.
So you still see it all the time. But that's going to be a lot of fun. We have some great guests coming up. They're all great, but we have some new guests and everything coming on, some people we've had on before. And we wanted to give a quick shout out also again to our good friends at the Fear Frontier. They just got a new business venture. They have the Bordello that they're doing ghost tours out of. You guys need to come out sometime and check it out. It's really cool.
Ghost tours. We made SoCal Spirit Seekers, Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, yeah. I was in contact with them. I got to reignite that, but yeah.
Yeah. And if you guys ever want to have them on, I think they'd be a really cool guest as well. So, but they're called Fear Frontier. They do ghost tours at night. They do it during the day. They get all the stuff out.
Their ghost equipment.
Ghost equipment, whatever. Yeah. I can't remember all the technical terms for it and just have some fun with it. So it's like a 100-something-plus-year-old ghost town. So we want to shout out to them too. But definitely find us, subscribe to us. We want more followers, more listeners, as always. I think we have great content we come out with. And we want to get our Instagram followers up just because we can't do anything live on there until we get a certain amount of followers. So
yeah.
Shameless plug there, but yeah, if we can get more followers on Instagram, that would help us to do more live stuff. So I think we need 1,000+ to do live anything on there now. Yeah, they changed that in August, I guess. We're gonna do it. I'm like, what the fuck? So we can still do TikTok, which we do, but
fun. So go check them out, folks. Go follow them on Instagram, get them those 1,000 subscribers so they can go on there and come and do some Instagram lives with us. The one and only Justin and Andrea. Thank you guys again. Always fun when you guys come on.
See you guys.
Yeah, good
seeing
you guys.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Oh, Justin, send me a DM on Fear Frontier or whatever that was so we could
Okay.
Cool. Thank you guys.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Alrighty.
Awesome. Thank you.
Peace. The one and only Justin and Andrea, folks, from Drumming Up Conversation. Go follow them on Instagram, give them 1,000 subs so they could do some lives. Yeah, baby. We'll see if Bobby has anything real quick, and then we shall Another gracious Tuesday, y'all. What up there, Bobby?
What's up? I went to Texas, actually. I was there for a couple of days.
I heard only steers and queers were in Texas, and you don't look much like a steer.
Yeah.
That's a Full Metal Jacket joke, folks.
That's right.
I went to one of the data centers they're building out there for quantum computing.
Sick.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting. I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but you know what? I could talk about some of it.
That's what we love to hear, Bobby breaking rules.
Yeah, they so far they're building, they're working on a, they're working on, so far they say by 2030 that they'll be able to crack Bitcoin encryption.
Wow. Really?
By 2030, yeah. So that's cool. They're calling it Q Day, like Y2K was, kind of like the 1999 to 2000 thing.
Mm-hmm. With the, so before with encryption. Before they get to that point, though, Bobby, can't they get a quantum computer encrypting so they couldn't?
Yeah. They were actually, that's the whole thing that I was there for. We're working on software to mitigate what can happen once people have access to quantum computers,
yeah,
on a regular level, where
right,
you know, because on where you could easily access them, you know,
right, because in the beginning it's going to be only the elite top that could even have access to them because they're so expensive, be more expensive than the supercomputers were back in the day.
You could actually go on IBM Quantum and use their cloud quantum computer just to do like small quantum simulations, quantum algorithm right. simulations. But that's where I was. That's where I got caught up doing. The flight It ended up being late. Stupidity.
you were really on time. I mean, you weren't at our 12:30 meeting, but other than that.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the folks with a little video of people falling. Anything else for the audience, Bob A?
I just want to recommend everybody watch the show Pluribus because it's really good. I don't know if you watched it, Chad. I don't know if you
checked it out. I haven't watched it, yet. No, I got to check it out.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. It was one
Bobby
of the best
shows. Bobby gets back end points if you watch Pluribus, folks. So go on and watch it. Bobby's getting paid on that back end there. Thank you, Bob A. All right, here we go, folks. Leave this video with you, and then we'll bid you folks adieu. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good one, Chad. Could be wrong, but just an
ordinary girl. Oh, it's an all kind of shit.
Oh,
Jesus! Fall back.
Oh God!
Oh, there. Ah. Okay, no, cool.
I have to go no on way.
Your shoulder. Nope, not ending well. Oh my God, dude. That's a broken back. Oh, yeah.
Oh, lost the breath. Oh, boy.
Oh,
shit. Oh, boy.
Damn, dude.
Ow. No.
No. Oh, God, no.
Face plant.
Oh, my God.
Is that a grill?
Yeah, bro. Oh. What the fuck? Is that bees? The baby.
The baby.
Oh, my God. What just happened there? This is not good.
Oh
my God.
Wow. It ain't fun. I'm over here. Ow.
Oof.
Ow.
Yeah. No, not this big chick. Oh, man.
He broke out my woman. Uh-oh.
What the fuck? Come on, Chad.
That's fucking hilarious. Good stuff.
Oh, my God. The lady coming out. She's like, what are you doing to my window? And then she just fucking falls.
My window out.
Yeah, falls through the screen door. That's good. All right, folks. Another gracious Tuesday there.
All right, everybody. Good to see you. Thank you, everyone, for coming in.
We're going black.